Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey everyone, Alex Italanda here, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Ostium Sagas. Did you know you can get access to a bunch more unreleased Ostium Sagas content? It's easy. Just become a supporting patron at the $5 level and above on the Ostium Network Patreon at patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. On our Patreon, you'll get access to many new episodes of the Ostium Sagas you haven't heard before, as well as a bunch of other bonus content. Once again, that's patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. Now, I'd just like to thank some of our new patrons for supporting the Ostium Network. Thank you to Rob, Jedia Kerr, Bobby, Maggie, and Lilo Berry for supporting us. We really appreciate it. Okay, let's get this Ostium Sagas episode started, shall we? The Ostium Sagas. Saga 3, 66 million years ago. Recorder's Endnote, Part 4. keep things secret from the masses. Yeah, I had alarm bells going off too. I can't help but think of dictatorships and shades of Orwell's 1984, with a clandestine group deciding what people can and can't know. But I don't want to just immediately jump to conclusions here. There's probably a lot more going on that I don't have a clue about, let alone understand. And my one data point is the Ostium sagas. Would I want everyone knowing about the existence of the town of Ostium and the Ostium network? No bloody way. So let's see what Harcourt has to say next. Message continues.
Very well. Now we move on to your second question. Has the Conclave always remained both secretive and powerful? Well, the easy answer to this is yes. But I know you wish for more. And to do so, I need to go into more detail about the goals of the Conclave and how it's altered over time. The secrets those first members of the Conclave kept to themselves were not of strange gods and magics, as you might think, although they were to do with a system of beliefs that the ordinary people of the time would simply not comprehend. These were the beginning days of science, the genesis of empirical fact and trial by experimentation. Much credence and credit is given to the Renaissance as the birth of science and factual belief, and before that they looked to ancient Baghdad and the Muslim people, then the ancient Greeks before. Yes, each of these people and civilizations made important strides in the sciences, but the true birth of science and not believing in a higher being controlling all that goes on around you begins here, in the very ancient time of the Conclave. Of course, the ordinary people of the time believed in many gods and the power they wielded over them, as well as their ability to orchestrate events. If they were told by the Conclave that there is an apparent invisible force that exerts a power of everything and causes objects to both remain on the ground and fall back to the ground at a specific rate that has nothing to do with any deity, they would be laughed at by all. Then perhaps ostracized if things took a turn for the worse, and finally executed if matters really became dire. So they kept these proven and verifiable findings within the minds and mouths of the Conclave. Nothing was committed to stone, no words or theories written down. Over time, they increased their number, but only with those they absolutely believed would support the goal of the Conclave and maintain its edict until death. The decades and centuries went by, and then a millennium passed. Our numbers grew significantly, but not outrageously. For the most part, they maintained a distance from the big events taking place, not just in the ancient and Western world, but across the entire globe. For that's how far their reach now extended, continuing their studies into sciences and matter and the effect it had on the planet and its people. They were able to exert not so much a control, but certainly a influence over governments and leadership with everything they knew and had learned. Along with research and sciences, the Conclave recorded the history of the many people, keeping the records. For here, things were written down. There was no real other way to maintain such extensive records. Within the Conclave, in secret locations surrounding the globe, that was within our possession. Because we were able to make predictions over certain events, such as weather patterns and occurrences, celestial observations, as well as compare them with past events with the aforementioned historic documents, those in power soon learned that as far etched as what the Conclave predicted might seem, it always came to fruition. Only a few instances of proof were needed to convince these powerful governments, whether they be Greek, Egyptian, Tang, or Aztec, to name a few. Naturally, said governments also knew to keep these details to themselves, and were sworn to secrecy, and for the most part adhered to this. Over time, there have, of course, been some instances where word has gotten out and spread a little. This is in fact where the idea of magic actually comes from in the general populace of the world, as well as concepts of wizards and warlocks and mages and witches. For what the Conclave knew and could convincingly predict without fail could only be considered magic, or a conjuring of the devil, and not something explained by science and empirical data. And so time has continued to pass, and the Conclave has continued to grow in numbers, replacing those who pass on, for all who join the Conclave remain a member for life. and its power and secrecy has simply continued to grow. I understand this is a very long-winded answer to one of your questions, but I feel all points I've made are pertinent and go towards answering your question. I trust you have remained interested so far, and now let us move on to your third question.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.